Hello. This is Jiang'an 8. Unit 4. Listening test. Task 1. Listen to the tooth fairy customs in Spain and in Vietnam. Decide if the statements are true, T, or false, F. Circle, T, or F. You will listen twice. Now, listen and circle, T, or F.
Spain, one of Spain's most beloved myths centers on Perez Mouse, a mouse who collects teeth. Like the tooth fairy, Perez gets the teeth only after they've been lost and put under a child's pillow. Perez will then replace it with a gift. Some Spanish kids switch it up by sticking their teeth in a glass of water before bed. When Perez shows up, he'll drink up the water, grab the tooth, and leave his gift in the empty glass. Vietnam, historically, kids who lose teeth from their lower jaw will throw their teeth onto their roof, while upper jaw teeth go on the floor, or even under it. The idea is the new tooth will be pulled towards the old tooth. That's not all, though, because as the tooth-losing kiddo tosses their teeth, they sometimes yell out a wish that the missing tooth be replaced by the tooth of a mouse. The reason is mice just have teeth that continually grow.
Now listen again.
Spain, one of Spain's most beloved myths centers on Perez Mouse, a mouse who collects teeth. Like the tooth fairy, Perez gets the teeth only after they've been lost and put under a child's pillow. Perez will then replace it with a gift. Some Spanish kids switch it up by sticking their teeth in a glass of water before bed. When Perez shows up, he'll drink up the water, grab the tooth, and leave his gift in the empty glass. Vietnam, historically, kids who lose teeth from their lower jaw will throw their teeth onto their roof, while upper jaw teeth go on the floor, or even under it. The idea is the new tooth will be pulled towards the old tooth. That's not all, though, because as the tooth-losing kiddo tosses their teeth, they sometimes yell out a wish that the missing tooth be replaced by the tooth of a mouse. The reason is mice just have teeth that continually grow.
Task 2. Listen to Amy talking about British unusual festivals. Match the festival with its correct information. You will listen twice. Now, listen and match.
There are some unusual festivals in the UK. The first is Pancake Festival. Everyone goes down to the road and have pancake races, running with a frying pan and tossing a pancake. The next one is Cheese Rolling Festival. Round cheeses in round boxes are sent rolling down a hill, and people run after them and try to catch them. The hill is very steep, so people often fall over. Best of all is World Championship Snail Racing, taking place in a village in Norfolk. The snails have to race from an inner circle to an outer circle, and the winner gets a lot of lettuce. Another fun contest is held at the Egremont Crab Fair in Cumbria, north of England. Who can pull the ugliest face? The man who won the title of best gunner the most in recent years had all his teeth taken out, so he could make terrible faces more easily. Finally, in Brighton, there is Burning the Clocks Festival. People make clock lanterns and time-themed figures of paper and wood, then walk through the town to the beach, where the sculptures are set on fire, and there's a massive firework display.
Now listen again.
There are some unusual festivals in the UK. The first is Pancake Festival. Everyone goes down to the road and have pancake races, running with a frying pan and tossing a pancake. The next one is Cheese Rolling Festival. Round cheeses in round boxes are sent rolling down a hill, and people run after them and try to catch them. The hill is very steep, so people often fall over. Best of all is World Championship snail racing taking place in a village in Norfolk. The snails have to race from an inner circle to an outer circle, and the winner gets a lot of lettuce. Another fun contest is held at the Egremont Crab Fair, in Cumbria, north of England. Who can pull the ugliest face? The man who won the title at Best Gunner the most in recent years had all his teeth taken out, so he could make terrible faces more easily. Finally, in Brighton, there is Burning the Clocks Festival. People make clock lanterns and time-themed figures of paper and wood, then walk through the town to the beach, where the sculptures are set on fire, and there's a massive firework display.